In January, Syracuse Mayor-elect Ben Walsh will become the first mayor of Syracuse not affiliated with any political party. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, when it comes to governing, that lack of a party label shouldn't make it more difficult for Walsh to navigate City Hall.
Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney says, if anything, Walsh would have missed party support during the election process, when the party faithful collect signatures on ballots and knock on doors for their candidate.
But now that he's elected, there is no downside.
He comes into office at a time when the emotions of partisan politics run high. And in Onondaga County, that means he'll work with a common council packed with Democrats and a county government ruled by Republicans. On the state side, there's a Democratic governor and a state legislature split between Republicans and Democrats. Walsh believes it's better for everyone to work together as individuals as opposed to politicians bound by an artificial label.
If the governor can have a strong relationship with a Republican county executive, then I'm confident the governor can have a strong relationship with an independent mayor.
And Governor Cuomo says he's willing to work with Walsh, noting that as a member of HUD in the 90s, he worked with Walsh's father, who was at that time a Republican member of Congress from Syracuse. Cuomo says he believes voters simply want politicians to put the partisan bickering aside and instead
get things done. Make my life better. Help me. Stop talking. Do something. And that's the attitude that I bring to government. And that's how I worked with his father, that's how I worked with the county executive, and that's how I want to work with the incoming mayor.
Both Cuomo and Mahoney have famously had squabbles with members of their own party, so a lack of party label doesn't eliminate all political machinations. But Mahoney says this is one less roadblock to governing.
You don't have any obligations to any political party. Your obligations are to the people who live in Syracuse, New York, and I think people are really ready for somebody to put the politics aside around here.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.